Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Tom on the Radio with your host, Tom O'Neill.
As they used to say on local news, it's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? I don't, because I don't have any. Ha ha ha. I'm Tom O'Neill. This is Tom on the Radio. We're back for another unexpurgated, uncensored, unscripted, and in some instances, unpolished edition of this very fine radio show that's been on the air since the fall of 2009. And it's never been better. As I said before, I'm Tom O'Neill. Steve Baxley will join me soon as we talk about all that there is to talk about in sports, media, and entertainment. So let's get started, as they say. I'd like to get started by mentioning a couple of things that one will happen to me, and the other will be happening to a very good friend of mine. They both involve surgery. So I would like to wish my longtime friend, Barbara Sierra, best wishes and speedy recovery for her upcoming double knee replacement. I hope she has lots of love, which I'm sure she does. And it's going to be a long road, but we're all here to support her. And something a lot of you may not know, I go into surgery early Thursday morning for an eye condition that impales me from seeing properly. I hope my doctor, Mark McCarthy, has a steady hand, as they say, and get me back on the road to a quality of life that I've been used to for well over 50 years. I'm confident in him. I'm confident in my God. And I am sure when I post this or when you hear this, you will give me a good thought and some of you prayers along the way. Believe me, if I didn't have to do this, I wouldn't do it. But, you know, that's what God put surgeons on this earth for, is to hopefully make people feel better. And it makes me feel better that my co-host for long these many years has checked in to this unexpurgated radio program. He is the 5-time gold medal winner in the Baxman Olympics. Steve Baxley, how the heck are you?
Well, after that intro, I like to say this. I am the luckiest man and on the face of this earth.
You know, I have to. You teed it up for me. You teed this one up for me, and I have to say this. You're the second luckiest man on the face of the earth. The luckiest man is the man that the real deal with sex appeal, Linda Steele, makes time with.
One can dream. One can dream.
Well, let's start. It starts with a dream.
Yeah. Anywho, how you doing?
Hey, one can have some fantasy every once in a while, even if it is a start of a blog talk radio show. I'm about as good as can be, considering I am two nights in the morning away from surgery.
You will pass through with flying colors. You will be.
See, I told you when I started this show tonight, I'm going to get a lot of love, and who better to give me love than my co-host?
You will see 2020.
No. I'll be happy to see 2030. consider my age and my medical condition, anything is better than what I'm seeing now.
Well, let's put it this way. Even if you do see 2020, I suggest watching Dateline or 60 Minutes.
Okay. But the good news
is... I knew you
should
have stopped me.
Well, the good news for me is I'm still going to try to make it to my high school reunion this weekend. I don't know how... I mean, everything is dependent upon what happens in the surgery room. I mean, I'm a member of the reunion committee, the only guy on that committee out of seven women. How lucky am I? I told them a week ago that I was going to do surgery, and they all gave me their love and support. And it has to be done. But that's Thursday. Three things didn't happen so well from the Detroit Tigers tonight. They lost. Cleveland lost. And Miguel Cabrera's day of the day. And they're saying it's a bicep strain, but if you saw the play in the top of the first, if I remember correctly, they say that's the second thing that goes. Anyway, Miguel Cabrera was taking a throw to first base, and he bumped into the runner, and he didn't do so well. He had two at-bats afterwards, and they weren't so well, and I think it's in the third inning, he came out of the game, told Brad Ausmus that the injury has progressed, that he couldn't play anymore, and it takes a lot to get Miguel Cabrera out of the lineup.
Indeed. But he'll be back.
So the So the Tigers started tonight, five games behind Cleveland for leading the AL Central, and they will end tonight the same distance, five games out.
Yeah, I tell you, looking at the final score, well. I'll say this. One little bump on the road. But let's put it this way. Detroit will cut back. I have faith in the Tigres.
Yeah. It's gonna come down to the wire, I think.
I was going to say, I'm going to agree with you. It is going to go down to the last four games of the season, and I think the Tigers have got to – I'm sticking with my assessment. Wild card, or if the Indians continue their swoon, maybe they'll sneak in the back door again.
I ain't saying nothing about that, but they got help today from the Red Sox, who they're trying to catch for the second wild card.
Oh yes,
I think both the division and the wild card are going to come down to the last week. which is exactly what Major League Baseball wants.
Yeah, and that's what makes this season strange but wild.
And I like it.
It's great. Oh, yes.
Even the damn Yankees are still in the wild card.
Shocking.
And very. And over the weekend, they released their multi-million-dollar baby, Alex Rodriguez. Now the next question is the temptation of hitting four more homers to hit 700 too great for A-Rod to stay off the field? The new rumor is the Miami Marlins may be interested in A-Rod to finish the season, especially after Giancarlo Stanton is out for an extended period of time, maybe the rest of the season, with a torn hamstring.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how it's going to work. I mean, has A-Rod gotten his 21 mil? Could he really be a play for somebody else this year? Would he be happy with the front office position?
I'm possible.
I would say the Miami Marlins, they were in the American League. But A-Rod is going to have to play a position if he wants to play for the Marlins, or he's just going to be a designated pinch hitter. My feeling is, wouldn't it be funny, although he has retired, wouldn't it be funny if a certain slugger filed unretiring papers and trading his coaching whistle for maybe one more crack at a World Series championship?
Interesting.
And his name is Barry Lamar Bonds. I would take him over A-Rod.
Oh, I would just have to
really
wait.
Would.
Yep. There was a lot of guff from, and I'm just going to say this, and I'll say it anyway.
Well, you say it anyway.
Alex Rodriguez, Detroit Tiger, not even close. But there was a lot of people wondering.
But you never know. But you never know.
I mean,
they have two Rodriguez. To have two Rodriguez's on the Tigers?
Yeah, I mean, look what happened when the Tigers got Prince Fielder. Then again, let's not go back to that, shall we? Oh, my.
The real loser for Prince Fielder's situation is the insurance company that has to pay out all that money. Something like $9 million off of Prince Fielder's contract because he is medically unable to play anymore.
Now, granted,
the Rangers are on the hook for $9 million. The insurance company is on the hook for $9 million, and somebody else is on the hook for, like, I think, $2 to $3
million.
So Prince Fielder is not going to be hurting, and if he sopped his money away, he'll be set for the rest of his life. But the thing is, we know the alpha dog in almost every elite athlete, they don't want for somebody to tell them they can't play. They don't get that same adrenaline, anything else other than playing.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look at Michael Phelps. I mean, I bet you Michael Phelps is going to come back in 2020.
Yeah, I'm going to.
No one. There's no league. There is no league for swimmers in this country. He would have to go overseas, and if he's going to stay in swimming to make a living, and just the adrenaline of winning all those medals is going to keep him going for as long as he can. they're going to have to practically have to pry him out of the pool for him not to be in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll venture to say, although he's going to be older than Methuselah at the time of the 2024 Olympics, if Los Angeles gets the 2024 Olympics, I wouldn't be surprised if he's not at the pool in that time either.
Indeed, indeed. I got to tell you, Michael Phelps, I will agree with you. He may say he's out, but I think inside there's still maybe one, two, three races left inside.
And on top of that, he has a baby to feed and a wife to take care of. Oh, a fiance, I'm sorry. I'll believe that. I'll believe that when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell you, the Olympic Village may be substandard in terms of plumbing and electricity and all that, but I bet you there are a lot of, if this rumor rocking don't come a knocking signs, I bet you there are lots of that. They talk about international relations. I bet you there are a lot of those international relations.
Yes, in fact, a couple of Brazilian female swimming duo for Brazil broke up because one of them went on a marathon.
Don't tell me. One of them got caught with a man.
Oh, loaded, 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 loaded. I mean, wow.
I can't imagine what goes on literally behind the scenes.
All right, let's see if I can pop the story up, as it were. Forgive the asserted pun intended, but pun is intended.
Yeah, you can't get your customary three sources on this story. Why they broke up, and let's just say there is a black market for Trojans at the Olympic Village, I bet.
Here it is. Let's boom that up, boys. Over here in our little complex.
That's what he said.
Hey. Brazilian diving duo won't here's the story. Brazilian diving duo won't compete anymore due to one's marathon sex session. While there is plenty of talk about athletes abstaining from any bedroom frolics before a big competition, it gets better, kiddies. There were reports that 450,000 condoms were going to be available to the athletes.
And those are not enough.
That's true. Apparently, when you're best in the world, stamina isn't a question. It basically seems like there are just sexcapades going on every single night. Heck,
everywhere.
There's even one guy that hands up condoms to the athletes. And reportedly, sex Olympics are so academic, they've caused a rift between an Olympic diving team. According to that bastion of journalistic integrity, the New York Post, Giovanna Pedroso, 17, said she was booted from her room in the Olympic Village so that her partner, 20-year-old Ingrid Oliveira, could have a late-night
conflict,
according to South American media outlets.
Was it with a man or a woman?
Oh, 'twas a man, not just any man, but the canoeist, Pedro Goncalves. The team finished dead last this past Tuesday in the 10-meter synchronized.
Yeah, I wonder why.
But apparently she finished first with a canoeist.
Also, it was with the man.
Yeah. You would think that sex could hold off till after your event is finished. It's also being reported that the duo has now permanently split up. Obviously, she thought, hey, Canoeist, hey, that means you can have more than two.
And although it's of a different boat, this gives me new meaning to the term stroke. Stroke.
Stroke. Stroke. Stroke. Oh, yeah, baby. Stroke. Stroke.
I'll be stroking. That's what the coxswain says in the boat.
I think she got finished with the coxswain.
Yeah. No. I don't think 450 condoms are enough in that Olympic village.
Well, let's put it this way. That's one.
That's what he said.
The Brazilian women really know how to make canoeists feel welcomed.
Even last place canoeists.
Yes. He may have been in last place, but the paddle made him number one with a bullet.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, ho, ho.
Yeah, that's what he said. Ho, ho, ho. Christmas came early.
Uh-huh.
Well, continuing with the Olympics, there's a report that NBC is down 25% from 4 years ago of the Olympic coverage. I'm curious to know why. Is it not? I mean, was 4 years ago, did they have all the platforms then that they do now? I mean, I'm talking about with the.
They had the streaming live events on NBCOlympics.com. They also had all the other little networks in a row. But their problems are just beginning. Their next Olympics.
I feel there is a but wait, there is more moment coming up.
Yeah, because I have a feeling after these Olympics, the advertisers are going to be asking for some make-dos. And, let's put it this way. Kind of,
you can't get that out of your mind, can you? Let's put it this way. Put a clap on it first.
That's right. The their next Olympics in Tokyo. Now, granted,
yeah.
Rio was an hour different.
Actually, 2 hours different. It's 2 hours different because NBC has scaled back an hour also.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean,
but
Rio de Janeiro is in the central time zone, but we get the activities 2 hours later, although they do say on the screen there is live. And that's another thing that's going to hurt NBC in 4 years, the very logistics of Tokyo. You're going to be getting activities a day later.
Yeah, 13-hour time difference. It's all going to be on tape, brother.
Oh, yeah. Which was a good thing for NBC. Now they can, you know, they can take out the boring stuff like hammer throws and discuses and
Ryan Seacrest.
The steeplechase. That's another thing that's got NBC affiliates in a burr. The Late Show from Rio is not doing that great. I guess it's a credibility thing, you know? Because, I mean, what does Ryan Seacrest have to do with sports?
This much is true. I mean, he was supposed to be, wasn't he just to be used for just a little bit of the Olympics? I mean, like just reporting it or working with the Today Show?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but there's only one man who you can think Olympics and late night with, and that one man is Pat O'Brien.
Good point. Where is Pat O'Brien? In the old folks home?
Or maybe he's just relaxing on some island in Brazil.
Oh, yeah, right underneath the statue of Christ the Redeemer.
Yeah, I mean, after all, let's put it this way.
Do you notice a lot of the primetime sports doesn't involve clothing?
Oi.
I mean, they show a lot of swimming, they show a lot of diving, they show a lot of beach volleyball. And on the Olympic coverage right now, I see a test pattern.
I see a test pattern running down the room.
Is that sponsored by Cialis?
I think the test pattern is getting more bigger ratings than the Olympics.
Stop it, Steve. NBC, you're right. NBC, well, you think NBC is going to be doing some make goods? How about the local affiliates?
Oh, I'm going to say
And then you add in the fact that the first political commercial that Donald Trump runs will be his first.
True.
A lot of stations are taking a bath because they thought that with the election they were going to rake in a lot of cash. But no. The only presidential ads I've seen were Hillary Clinton ads and anybody against Donald Trump or even for Donald Trump, but not from Donald Trump. I know we don't like to talk politics on our shows, but I've just been thinking about this the last 2 days. I haven't seen not one Donald Trump ad, and it's getting towards 80 days to the election.
This is true.
And a lot of stations and a lot of networks were counting on that money. I'm going all over the place right now, but you can handle it, can't you? You add the non-Trump factor when it comes to advertising to the problems with Tribune Broadcasting and Dish Network. That's really hurting a lot of local affiliates, especially ones that will be carrying either carry or will carry NFL football. I've never seen a channel blackout this long on Dish Network. It makes me wonder if somebody is greedy. And I don't think we're talking about Dish Network, because Dish Network recently settled on a new contract with a broadcast entity. I'm trying to remember who it was. But we're going almost on 2 months since Dish Network blacked out Tribune stations. And in my area, Hampton Roads, Virginia, that affects two stations. News 3, which profess themselves as being the official home of the Washington Redskins because they carry their preseason schedule, but they can't, there's some people in this area that can't get an over-the-air signal off that station, so they're out of watching football. So I think there's going to be some make goods on that. the Tribune station in Indianapolis runs the Colts game, and they actually put out an ad on their air telling people, call this network, because soon you will miss out on viewing the Indianapolis Colts on this station.
Yep.
So, now, speaking of football, and we will get to mention about the squared circle, because there is a quote-unquote big pay-per-view that's coming up this Sunday, SummerSlam. Yeah, talk about a soft sell once again. It's good that football is coming back, and you know, granted it's the preseason, but it's just interesting. The battles at quarterback. Jared Goff in Los Angeles. It's funny to say Los Angeles and NFL football in the same sentence once again. He got lit up like a Christmas tree Saturday night against the Cowbells. Oh, boys.
ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Carson Wentz got lit up and had a hairline fracture of his wrist, so he's going to be out for the rest of the preseason. He might be out for the regular season as a precaution. See how long that lasts. I didn't see too many highlights in terms of the Lions and the Steelers. Maybe it doesn't matter, but if my memory serves, and I have to say this, keep saying this, because if my memory serves, the Lions have two straight exhibition games coming up the next 2 weeks. And as I can tell by your silence, there's not much hip hop hooray over that one.
Well, I mean, The first game, the Lions, first preseason game this year, the Lions, they improved a little bit in quarterback and defense, but the offense still needs a little work. They still got it in full by beating the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right now, I'd say they got a good shot at maybe...
Lions are 1-0. I should play the lottery.
Yeah, and I guarantee one thing. By the time the preseason is over, Lions could be maybe 4-0, 2-2.
Yeah, and we see where 4-0 got us years ago.
Yes, but
wasn't that the magic season? Wink, wink.
Yes, it was. But remember, This was still with the stench of Matt Millen's people still running the team. But now you have a new breath of fresh air. And finally, cheerleaders.
Namely, Martha Firestone Ford. And I'm going to tell you, that's going to be the big news of the first exhibition game. Sideline cheerleaders. I mean, the last time I saw sideline cheerleaders was, I think, 2000, the last year in the Silverdome. Well, it was 2001. But those are high school girl cheerleaders. That was a cheerleading squad at the time. But now we get full-grown women.
Yes, finally the men can cheer something legal.
Like they're going to add to the noise factor, other than the cat calls.
They keep winning, you bet. But
that's all that matters.
I look for something good this year from this new Lions group, including the front office. I think they finally may have done something right for a change.
That's saying something.
Speaking of which... the end of an era in Chicago TV news. Robert Jordan, man who used to do longtime news anchor for WGN on the weekdays or weekends or not.
The Tribune flagship.
Yep. Robert Jordan announced that he was going to retire. And
yeah.
That has a lot of people a little sad.
Yeah. It's on his own terms, but you would think that the man that has been at WGN for 43 years would have had an opportunity to get off weekend.
True.
At least once.
Uh-huh.
And whoever
replaces him, they got some big shoes to fill.
I bet you Robert Jordan wears size 12. now that you join it up, now you talk about big shoes.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned this last week, and I definitely want to make a mention. Every news anchor in this country, whether it be network or local, should pay attention to what's going to happen in Houston, Texas. Dave Ward, anchor supreme of KTRK Houston, Eyewitness News.
Yes.
Who came up? Who has the patented greeting? Good evening, friends.
Oh, yes.
Is being pushed out the door at that station after 50 years.
Yes,
there is no other way to put it, but he said it himself. This was not my call. First, they pushed him out of the 10 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the end of the year, they were going to push him out of the 6 o'clock show.
And who do we have to thank for that? M.I.C.
So you're real soon.
K-E-Y. Why?
Why? Because we got to get Dave Ward out of here.
Or, K-E-Y. Why? Because we own the station's ass.
I mean, I can't figure this one out, Steve. I mean, granted, Dave Ward is 77 years old. And, you know, granted he has slowed down a step, but the ratings are still good. They are still the undisputed number one in Houston.
That's right, and that is where KTRK 13 ABC is going to make their biggest mistake. They will regret it.
Because I feel on January the 1st, Dave Ward is going to be at another Houston station, and you already made the prediction which station it is going to be, and I completely concur with this. It will be Fox 26.
That's right.
KRIV. And who gets the Super Bowl this year?
Fox 26 and the Fox folks.
Thank you. And where is the Super Bowl going to be?
Is it going to be in Houston?
Hot damn! I mean, this was proverbially served up on a platter for Fox 26. And the thing is, his current station can't do a thing about it because they dug their own grave.
That's right.
Dave Ward has been at that station since 1966. And I get the feeling there was no such thing as non-compete clauses in air talent contracts at that time, and I'm sure he didn't get one. So he could proverbially go from take KTRK one Friday and literally start at Fox 26 on that preceding Monday.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, Dave Ward is the anchorman's anchorman.
That's right.
He is. He's truly the last of a. I don't want to mean this morbidly, but he is truly the last of a dying breed.
Yes.
The only other.
The
only other anchor I can think of, local anchor I can think of right now, that is in that category is the main anchor at Cape TVI, 868 ABC6, Jim Gartner. But he's taking some time off. He's taking a medical leave himself to deal with an arm issue. And you know there is no doubt, as soon as Jim Gartner is ready to come back, he will be welcomed back with open arms.
Yes, and he will be welcomed back by some folks at ABC Disney on with their knees bent and ready to kiss Jim Gartner's ring.
Yeah. See, that's the difference between the situation between Jim Gartner and Dave Ward. One station can't get enough of this air talent, and the other station, he stayed one day too long, and we can't wait to get rid of him.
This is true. Speaking of which.
Yeah, my time is getting short, so let's.
Okay,
That would make the title of a new segment. Speaking of which.
two things before we say our goodnight. The nightly show with Larry Wilmore got canceled by Comedy Central. The last show will be on August 18th. And you haven't gotten your Whopper.
That's Thursday.
That's right. And for those of you who haven't gotten your Whopperito, or as I call it, the Whopper Burrito from Burger King yet, let me put your fears to rest. It is good. It is nacho cheese with a regular Whopper, all in a burrito wrap. It is delicious. But the nacho cheese replacing the regular cheese, let's put it this way, it's a matter of taste. It's not bad. It's not going to give Taco Bell fits, but still, Whopperito, very good. 4.5 out of 5.
Have you had that new triple... sandwich that they have at Taco Bell with the meat and the cheese and the
oh my god, that would if I ate that the diving portion of the Olympic Games will really be canceled.
So I assume you've had it.
Yes.
Oh, one day I'm going to have to take a try on it. So, quickly to the preview of SummerSlam. As you can tell by my voice, I'm very excited. I'm more excited about NXT TakeOver because that one show last year launched a lot of careers.
That is true. That is true.
And is it going to do the same thing this year? Both shows, by the way, are sold out. And we saw a little of the what's going to happen, allegedly, at SummerSlam on Raw tonight. If I'm anticipating I will give you two matches that I'm anticipating. The one with Enzo and Cass, and the one with Finn Balor and Seth Rollins. I think they were going to be 2 5-star matches.
That's right, with the match with Seth Rollins being the show stealer.
I think if it was anything like tonight, and tonight was just a teaser. It's just going to be that way.
A little teaser. You got to love those teasers.
Yeah. The NXT TakeOver is becoming like the NXT Super Bowl.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I'm getting a funny feeling that Charlotte is going to get her title back on Sunday, but it's going to be with a lot of chicanery and a lot of hanky-panky.